Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Day of Hope returns to Gillette with community resources and support. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette residents will have a chance to connect with critical services and support this week as the Council of Community Services hosts its annual Day of Hope event. The event is scheduled for today, Thursday, January 29th, from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rockpile Community Center. Organizers say the day will bring multiple community resources together in one place, including medical screenings, legal assistance, financial counseling, housing support, employment resources, free lunch, and complimentary haircuts. The Day of Hope has become a recurring community outreach effort in Gillette designed to connect vulnerable residents with social service agencies and help people get back on their feet. Past events have included dozens of service providers ranging from health programs to financial institutions and nonprofit organizations. Council of Community Services Executive Director Michael Scott has emphasized the growing need for community support as economic pressures rise in Campbell County. Scott said about local service needs, "We are hoping that our community will be able to come together to help the rising number of residents experiencing homelessness and hunger." The Council of Community Services has served Campbell County since 1968, providing programs focused on homelessness, hunger, and emergency assistance. Organizers say the Day of Hope is open to anyone seeking resources or simply a place to connect with community partners. Immigration questions spark heated exchange at Hageman-Casper Town Hall. Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman ended a town hall meeting early on Tuesday night at Casper College after a tense exchange with audience members over immigration enforcement and constitutional concerns. According to Wildfile, the event at Wheeler Concert Hall became heated when several attendees questioned Hageman about recent fatal encounters involving U.S. immigration and customs enforcement officers and broader concerns about civil rights and federal enforcement actions. Hageman said she had not previously addressed the incidents and called them tragic, but emphasized the need to review investigations before drawing conclusions. As questioning continued, the exchange grew increasingly contentious, with audience members shouting both criticism and support. With about 5 minutes remaining in the scheduled event and several people still waiting to ask questions, Hageman gathered her materials and exited the stage as some in the crowd booed. Earlier in the town hall, Hageman highlighted recent legislative work and federal funding secured for Wyoming projects, including infrastructure improvements, water treatment, and airport upgrades. She also discussed energy policy, immigration, workforce development, and housing challenges, and reiterated her commitment to holding town halls across Wyoming's 23 counties. The confrontation follows previous instances of criticism at Hageman town halls in recent years, reflecting ongoing political divisions over immigration, energy policy, and federal authority. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.